My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ute behind Bell, left. They run Mason off the left side. A cutback run. Touchdown! San Francisco!
Well, it started off nice, and then I had to open my big mouth. Good morning, Metroplex. It's a Tolo Tuesday edition of Sean and RJ live here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Got the entire morning family, hopefully, with you. Sean Shreef, RJ Choppy, Cowboys Insider, Bobby Roberto Belt. We got Peyton in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Jerry Jones live at 8:30 this morning as the San Francisco 49ers establish themselves and hammer away at the New York Jets with their Christian McCaffrey replacement, 32-19. Bad guys.
Yes. 32-19 bad guys is right.
I was never rooting so hard for Aaron Rodgers than last night.
That's true.
Oh, baby.
It's more of the same. I mean, Brock Purdy is a legitimate top five quarterback in the NFL. And you want to say otherwise, do that at your own peril. If they don't want to re-sign him.
Purdy was your big takeaway from last night?
Was that the takeaway?
I mean, that's not my big takeaway. It's just
Well,
because he's the only one that matters on the field because he's the quarterback.
Okay.
There is a wild note coming out of week one. How many 300-yard passers were there?
Well, thanks for reading my prep.
Two, and then you get the six, or it was seven 100-yard rushers, and there's, we'll dive into some of it later because I was looking at it late last night. There's a chart out there looking at that running so far, like there's a trend where running is becoming more efficient than passing over the last like 5 weeks of NFL football.
Started bad for the Jets with an Allen Lazard third down drop on the first drive. The great, I hate how great he is. It drives me insane. Fred Warner, I'm putting him into my Hall of Fame right now. He strips Breece Hall with the punch, but Breece Hall scores on a very, very impressive drive where I tweeted Bobby, Aaron Rodgers looks really good. Really good tonight, 7-3. Don't brag too much. You picked the Jets in the playoffs. I won't let you forget that. 7-3 Jets, and then bye-bye. See you later.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is San Francisco showing once again in this game. Yeah, this is San Francisco showing once again in this game that, like, they will just, the system that Kyle Shanahan has in place, it's plug and play. He will put Jeffrey Wilson in there or Christian McCaffrey or Jordan Mason, just like he'll put, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo or Brock Purdy or whoever in there, and they have success. And this is kind of the MO for them. But I mean, they still look, for all the hype that was out there surrounding the Jets and all of the cooling that looked like was occurring on the 49ers, San Francisco showed last night, they're still way up at the top of the league to me.
The big story from last night, besides Aaron Rodgers, is someone named Jordan Mason. 28 carries for a $147, 5.3 a carry, scored a touchdown. Debo had 8 carries. I didn't think Debo was going to last in the second half the way he was playing physically in the first half. But Kyle Shanahan told the Monday Night crew, you know, he wanted to create this fun, weird, unique game plan to beat the Jets, even without McCaffrey, who is a very late scratch that may be causing an NFL investigation for San Francisco not being very transparent or honest with the injury report. But I got a lot of Tolos saying, hey, let's go get a Jordan Mason. Can we trade like a fourth and a second? The point of what you're supposed to do is what San Francisco did. Get someone in the sixth, the seventh, or undrafted, fresh legs, young, plug them in there, good to go. That's what they did. Jordan Mason, undrafted. So hell no, I'm not giving up a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, or a seventh. I'm trying to find my Jordan Mason. I just don't think we have it yet in Deuce Vaughn.
No, they don't. But I mean, they're different players. I mean, Mason is a battering ram. I'm
talking about a running back, but an undrafted running back.
It's they look. It's not like they didn't try. You know, they tried with.
Well, they didn't try in the Deuce. Fifth, the sixth, or the seventh, which a lot of people were unhappy about in
you
the
mean
draft
this year.
Yeah,
yeah. They should do that. You should do that every year.
Very
every year,
arrogant way to just think they could block it up instead of hand off to a running back.
Every year, you should draft a running back fifth, sixth, seventh round, or in one of those rounds every single year, take one.
Aaron,
because they're so cheap, and at that point, and you need fresh legs. That's it.
Aaron Rodgers on what went wrong, even though he lasted more than four plays.
Yeah, you know, we were just bad on first and second down, I think, for a lot of the game. And then, you know, we had a couple drives. We converted third downs. But overall, you know, we I feel like we didn't have any third and 10 pluses tonight. So that's always a good thing. We look in the stat sheet. But we didn't convert those third and mediums. You know, we had a drop. We had a couple penalties. Had a bad throw. So a lot to correct. But overall, I feel, you know, I feel good about our guys. Thought the protection was really good tonight. We just were a little bit off in the run game. Couldn't get Breece going. Couldn't give him enough space. But a lot to build on.
And I totally forgot that Tyron Smith was on the Jets until I noticed Nick Bosa blowing by him. Rodgers, 13 of 21 for 167 yards, a touchdown, an interception, and he was only sacked one time. Our Aaron Rodgers takeaways after watching him play.
It was okay. Like, he had his flashes, and then he had his moments where he looked very, very old. He obviously used his brain. That the deep touchdown pass on the free play. They were breaking this down in the Manning cast, how, you know, he took the snap and then immediately looked to the left to make sure the flag was thrown. And then he just took the deep shot downfield. I think it was Lazard that caught that pass. Like, you know, there were some brains that he was using. Belichick was going ham on San Fran for not doubling Garrett Wilson in a couple of spots. So he used, I mean, his brain is obviously the best part of his ability at this point, because his physical ability and his physical tools from his legs, I mean, he just can't evade the pressure that he used to.
Yeah, the lower half isn't obviously as adept as it once was, especially coming off that Achilles. But I think if you're looking for positives, Sean, like if you are looking to feel good about your Aaron Rodgers take, the whole...
You have the Jets in the playoffs.
The whole, yes, for defense and running purposes. It's got nothing to do with Aaron.
Right.
Nothing.
So okay? Tyrod Taylor was the quarterback, you'd have him in.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, shut up.
Yeah, no, what do you want me to say? No, but here's the thing.
Tyrod looked decent last night as Rodgers gets benched with 4 minutes left, game over.
Aaron, well, the good thing about what you saw from Aaron last night is that he still has the ability to tap into it. Now the question is just going to be consistency. It's not like, oh, he clearly can't do XYZ anymore. He can. How consistently can he do it? Now that'll be the biggest question, because he showed, okay, the arm strength's still there. He's still got the touch. He's still got the ability to kind of read the secondary and do what he's got to do. Now the question just becomes, how consistent can he be? Which consistency, this is the other wild note I saw last night. When was the last time Aaron Rodgers threw for 300 yards?
Oh, 2 years ago?
December 12th, 2021.
Oh,
it's been almost 3 years, even with that year lost.
Well, look, the opportunity is there schedule-wise in order for them to get off to a nice start still. They're at Tennessee. They have New England at home. They have Denver at home. They have Minnesota at home before Buffalo. So you could be 4-1. Could be. Tennessee, New England, Denver, Vikings. I imagine that they're going to be favored in all those games. But that was Aaron Rodgers last night. And are we going to get an investigation on the 49ers running back room after the sensation broke out and said in the Monday Night Football postgame interview, yeah, I was told I was playing on Friday. Well, the alerts go off. Twitter alerts start going off. All the aggregators saying San Fran going to be in trouble because where did this come from?
Yeah, this is not a good look for San Francisco. And this is the stuff that the league tries to really crack down on is in recent years. They've tried to crack down on the injury report issues where they felt like teams were hiding things. They started changing what the definitions of questionable and doubtful and things like that meant because they thought people like Belichick and other coaches were trying to game the system. So this is something where, if something occurs on Saturday, for instance, you know, you have somebody who gets a stomach virus as they're traveling, the public relations department for a team has to send out a new update that says this player is now questionable. The injury report has changed. This player's not here. So even if it was as late as Saturday, they needed to update the injury report on McCaffrey. And so this will definitely, with Jordan Mason saying, I found out Friday, I think, that's going to start causing some people to look at the 49ers a little bit. And I would not be surprised to hear a report this week that they get fined.
And then what happened with Mason in the post?
So he got in the up there. He had gotten the NBC interview or the ABC interview, the ESPN one, and said that, you know, found out Friday. Then he gets into the postgame interview after Kyle Shanahan has talked and said, nope, he did not hear about that Friday. Don't know what he's talking about. Then Jordan Mason got up there and just looked depressed after a game like that and was asked, you know, when did you find out? He goes, that's the question that's got me mad. He goes, this is why I don't like talking to the media. You say one wrong thing. He goes, let's just skip that question.
Man, that's one of those things that if that was a local reporter that asked that, the fans get all riled up about.
Yeah. Trying to get us.
Yeah. Like, why would you do that? Why would you call the team? Why would you out the team there?
What are you doing, Grant Cohn? What are you doing? you mentioned Belichick. I didn't even switch over to check with my YouTube TV free trial. Oh, well, did DirecTV come to the 11th hour agreement with ABC and get the TV drama worked out?
Absolutely not. I had to use the ESPN Plus app or the ESPN app. So the game was available on the ESPN app with ESPN Plus. So if you had that subscription. And then it froze. So I had to switch over to the boring cast. so I did.
Last night they had on Adam Sandler.
That was actually pretty good.
Bill Belichick.
And Bill was tremendous.
He was.
Oh, he was so good. So, it's like, you know, there's a delay. So there's a lot of talking over.
Still haven't fixed the lag.
Oh, they have not fixed the delay. It's actually, I thought it was worse. I thought it was worse. The amount of times that they just start laughing, like that they just can't hear each other. But Eli, after the Jets had a turnover, Eli says, like, I think it was the Niners hit the ball at like the 30 or the 35, somewhere there. After they punched the ball out, Bill's like, man, you got to put the ball, this classic punch out. And like every little thing he's talking about, and you could just tell how like technically sound New England was. Like even the receiver made a cut, and he's like, you've got to get your hand, if you're the receiver, on his other side because you want to create that leverage, yada, yada, yada. Like very, very quick. But Eli said, do you want to just shoot Peyton? Do you take a shot here and just like, you know, go for it? And Peyton's like, yeah, you do. And Bill's like, no, it's a trap. It's a trap. They're going to give you four. They're going to give you 6 yards if you run to the right. And they run to the right for 6 yards.
Whoa.
And I was like, good gosh.
Wow. Impressive. So now they're talking about, Adam Schefter said, forget about McCaffrey just out for this one. He might miss the Viking game as well.
He's been like pretty reliably healthy ever since he got to San Francisco. It's like as soon as he got to the 49ers, things kind of clicked into place and a lot of the injury history had gotten better. But no, if this is one where they lose McCaffrey for any amount of time, given how just the variety of ways that Kyle Shanahan likes to use him and the skill set he has in the pass game and the run game, then yeah, this will be a definite setback for San Francisco in terms of their ability to do what they like to do.
The Tyreek Hill body cam footage is out. That is what I spent most of my night doing, texting back and forth and having discussions, getting opinions. 6:40, as my brother is waiting in Maryland, listening on the Odyssey app for me to be proven wrong.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be interested to see where everybody comes down exactly on this
Twitch, this YouTube, this text is going to detonate.
Yeah,
it's going to explode. Yeah. That's what I learned last night while researching and going in depth with this topic.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to want to look at the Twitch and the YouTube and the text during that segment.
Stay away.
Yeah. Just stay away. You're not going to say anything you say here is probably going to make somebody unhappy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 640. Check out the video if you haven't gotten a chance to, so you can weigh in.
I'm curious, though. You mentioned it a second ago. How did you feel about your YouTube TV experience?
You know, I haven't delved into it too much, but I don't like initially, like, looking for the guide. Like, right now, I'm just seeing, like, the options on the bottom of what maybe they think I want to watch.
Yeah,
but
it's kind of hidden at the top.
Okay, but I can just go to a guide and then see everything laid out like that.
Yep.
So, that's... I was hoping deadline, reach. Yeah. Thank you, YouTube TV. Don't have to change over. Don't have to reprogram. Don't have to switch channels. And I would have thought it got settled yesterday.
Not only can you actually find a guide, they will actually let you sort the guide and, like, create a customized guide the way you want it in order.
Oh, that's nice.
It is. It's very good. Yeah, I think we're in for a long. I don't think it's getting settled.
You don't?
No. Why? One of the parties sued the other one or went to the court.
Oh, cool.
Yesterday or the day before. It's getting ugly.
Did Jake Ferguson dodge a bullet? We have the details on the Dak deal. A lot of Tolo's asking the great question. Is it a no trade? Can you franchise him again? Stephen Jones answered that yesterday on the station. And Deshaun Watson, a bad, bad week just got worse, especially if you're listening on Cleveland Radio. Inside the Star on the Home of the Boys next.
Ooh-wee.
Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. Sean, RJ, and Bobby with you here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Your react.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Action to the Tyreek Hill body cam video coming up at 6:40. A brand new segment, post-game clarity. It's basically Bobby's film room of rewatching the game and getting to the things we did not talk about yesterday. That is at 7:20. We are going to have on the actor and director starring in the Aaron Hernandez FX series.
Well,
at 8:00, Jerry Jones live at 8:30, Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com, final hour of the show. Yesterday at the end of our show, Jake Ferguson tweeted, God is good. And we were saying, okay, is that good? Is that bad? It ended up being overall good news as tests revealed an MCL sprain. And Todd Archer said Ferguson could still play Sunday against the Saints after being diagnosed with a bone bruise and a minor sprain of the MCL. And Mike McCarthy said, quote, good news. He'll be working with the return to play group tomorrow. We will see how that goes.
Yeah, I think it's probably a little optimistic right now, at least at this point of the week, to think that he plays versus New Orleans. That seems a little unlikely at the moment, but it doesn't seem impossible. Like there's probably a better chance he plays than that Christian McCaffrey ever was going to play last night against the Jets. But this is absolutely good news, because I think when it first happened, that was absolutely the initial concern from everybody within the Cowboys, was that's ACL. And that's because, I mean, it was immediate, went down, tried to get up, couldn't, had to, you know, get help up and get helped off the field. But this is, yeah, ultimately good news, because I think at most we're probably looking at one game missed, and he very well could not miss any time here.
That's awesome. Over on the injury side for the Saints, minor hamstring for Marshon Lattimore. Does he play this week? TBD. With the reports coming out of New Orleans to go up against CeeDee Lamb.
One more thing on Ferg, it's like you have to weigh the risk. You know, can he injure the leg anymore? Is it just pain? Or is it also like, you know, it's not even much like, do you really need it? Like, you need him for the long-term part of the season as opposed to just rushing them back. It's like, is it a playoff game? Does he play? Maybe you don't need him this week.
Yeah, I mean, and I think if it were genuinely a large concern, like Nick was talking about yesterday, I don't think he's just kind of walking on his own power without a brace or ice or anything else onto the team playing the other day. Like, I mean, he went up the stairs by himself, no wrap on there, no help. Like,
good mood on the plane.
Yeah, it was joking around. So I think that ultimately this will just be a question of, in all likelihood, pain management and just how limited he is by it. But I don't think they feel like right now there's a big chance that this could be an injury that he makes worse.
A pretty bad week for Deshaun Watson, who lost his father. Apparently they weren't very close, but still, you lose your dad. Apparently he lost another pretty close friend. He talked about how rough this past week was. It got even worse yesterday, because Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, has the headline, Deshaun Watson is sued for sexual assault and battery. Sued in Houston, and intentional infliction of emotional distress is included. Here is what, quote-unquote, Jane Doe contends. October 2020, Deshaun Watson was going on a date with this woman. He was initially unable to find her apartment. He called her and allegedly began aggressively yelling and screaming and stating he could not find her apartment and he doesn't have time for this. When Watson finally arrived, she had not finished putting on makeup, so she invited Deshaun in to have a seat in her living room while she finished getting ready. As she was putting on makeup in her bathroom, she left the bathroom door open and attempted a conversation, trying to ease the tension from his angry outburst. She quickly began to believe she was talking to herself because Watson was not responding. She came out of her bathroom to investigate his silence and shockingly found him completely naked on her bed, laying face down on his stomach. Think of all the massage allegations and all that stuff. Well, while she stood there in shock, Watson turned his head, aggressively insisted that she massage him, gesturing towards his rear end. She asked, you mean you want me to massage your back? He goes, no, go lower. At this point, she was terrified. She was in her small apartment with a much larger man, still reeling. And again, all this is coming as well from Tony Busby. Tony Busby, you remember the name out of Houston, he represented all the other Deshaun Watson accusers. Trying to appease him by rubbing his back, he began insisting, again, glutes. Frustrated that she wasn't doing it, turned over, revealing some excitement. He continued to demand, massage him, gesturing from his knees to his groin. She froze, confused and scared. She said she wasn't a masseuse. And then before she could say anything else, he apparently grabbed her leg, positioned her so that she was lying down, then partially disrobed her. Sexual assault. and she felt paralyzed. She eventually got up, ran out, screamed for him to get out, and he left the apartment enraged. That is the latest accusation that came out yesterday on Watson.
Man, those are troubling, to say the least. And from a pure football standpoint, like as a teammate, I don't know how you play with him. It's tough, right? Like just from a pure football standpoint, I don't know how any of those teammates.
Or they could say, you know,
if it's true,
money grab. Why is this coming out years later? I'm just playing devil's advocate. Why is this coming out years later after week one of the NFL season against the Dallas Cowboys when y'all are going to be in the spotlight the most?
Yeah, I think there's a tendency when a lot of these things happen, like with when a number of stories started coming out about Bill Cosby and a number of stories started coming out about Deshaun Watson. I think the tendency was if you believed it, then when another story came out, you would go, you think all these people are lying? All these people are trying to cash in on something? What, that doesn't make sense. And then I think there's another side that if they have doubts about it, they go, it's really easy to just throw your story on top of there when you sense momentum coming.
Absolutely.
And so it's one of the, that, if that sounds like it would be difficult, I would guess, if that's the extent of the interaction, that sounds like it would be difficult to establish any sort of guilt, like evidence for guilt, unless you told people along the way, like, and you had eyewitness testimony. But yeah, that's not a good thing.
Browns Radio is not happy. This went viral from our sister station, The Fan in Cleveland, taking Cowboy Browns calls.
216-474-0092. You ready to go to the phones?
Sure.
All right. Dave in Macedonia, you're first up on The Fan. Hello.
Good morning, boys.
All right.
He's quoting Daniel Caffey. Please. There's some, two numbers. You'll figure them out. 42.9, 144.
What is all this?
Watson's quarterback rating, Mayfield's quarterback rating.
Oh, Christ. I can't do this for one more second. That's enough. The first call out of the box, we're going to do this. The very first call out of the box, we're going to do this.
That was the.
I know what his quarterback rating was. I know that he was good. Guys, I'm not doing it right out of the damn box. Can I have a little bit of time before we do this? Can I have a little bit of time? That he ain't coming home. He ain't coming back. Only to play us. That's it. He had a great day down there. Congratulations on all his success. I can't undo the trade. I can't undo it.
Man.
So it stings even more with what Baker's doing in Tampa.
It does sting even more, man. You knew that you were going to get that call. You knew you were going to get that call someday if you're doing Cleveland radio. Yeah, which is why it sounded like he was totally prepared for that reaction.
Kind of did.
Like, I mean, look, here's the thing. I take it the same way, and I think we all do. When they lose to San Francisco, when Dallas does, or they have some big loss, it's one of those where it's like, I can't really say anything back to you when you call in here and you want to say whatever you want to say, because it's a state where anything you say about the Cowboys on a lot of those given days, it's fair. So to me, it's like anything they want to say about how the Browns approach things or whatever else is fair, and losing your mind about it's a little bit like, okay, I don't know what you expect.
Stephen Jones yesterday on the KMC Masterpiece getting some details on the Dak Prescott contract. Is there a no trade included?
Yes. You know, this day and time, the dynamics of, the franchise, if you're into a quarterback that's in a big, big deal, you know, the fact that to franchise somebody, you got to give them a quarter more of their cap number, it's unrealistic to even think that you can franchise somebody because of how big the cap number is. And you got to carry it in a franchise. You got to carry the whole thing. You can't spread it out over the years. So it's really a non-issue once you get into these quarterbacks that are, which I think there's almost 20 of them now making $40 or more million in this league. And so it's a non-issue, the franchise part of it. And the trade deals, I think those things work themselves out. I mean, once, players understand whether it's a Matthew Stafford going to a different place, Aaron Rodgers going to a different place, both sides understand they want to, when it's time.
So the headline is, Stephen Jones says Dak's contract includes a no trade and a no franchise clause in the Tolos on our Instagram page. Man, Cowboys really know how to stick it to a player.
They really do.
They really know how to get over on one.
Let's not call it a franchise tag then. Like if you want to say in this day and age, it's unrealistic to believe that. You got to carry it through. Okay, let's instead call it about it's a four-month extension that you've surrendered away. Like, I mean, when we talk about you've got to have it done by the spring, what the power of the franchise tag does, you franchise tag them, you've got time. Like, you're going to go into July. You can buy as much time as you want. They could have slow played it a little more.
What else jumps out to you about the deal?
I mean, look, this is a hard one to just bail out of after the first 3 years. He's in here for the next four, minimum. Probably for the duration of the contract. So the new deal lowers his salary cap hit this year to a little over $43 million. He was at 55 before, so it lowers it by $12 million. Next year, his cap hit is about $90 million, and that will have to be restructured and, you know, adjusted and everything else. And so the thing that's important to remember is whenever anybody hears there's $60 million or, oh, he's costing $60 million, and this is why it's important to do deals as extensions and not new money, is that even though he's costing you $60 million a year on average, Dak's salary cap figure will likely never get to $60 million on the cap for them. Like, he will, my guess is the highest his cap hit gets over the next few years is 55-ish, probably next year. But then after that, I mean, you're looking at other years where they can very easily kind of set things up to where he's maybe 52 or 40-something. In fact, I think that $55 million in 2027, when it could potentially reach there, the cap might be as high as $315 million at that time. And $55 million in 2027 with a $315 million salary cap would mean the same percentage, essentially, as you've got him on right now. So you'd think that in 2027, even though it's 55, it's more going to be operating as if what it is now, which is $43 million. They structured it in a good way. They've got four void years on the back end. It's just...
That seems like a lot, right? Four void years?
They did that many with Zeke. So they had to stack on a lot with Zeke as well. And so it's just a matter of how they choose to manipulate it moving forward.
What is your opinion now after the release and footage of the Tyreek Hill body cam video out of Miami? 877-881-1053. Get ready for all the devices to explode after the Tyreek video came out. Next on The Fan. Bobby rewatches the Cowboys-Browns game and all the observations we did not get to yesterday coming up at 7:20. We will ask Reddit at 7:40 and Jerry Jones live for the first time this season at 8:30 here on Sean and RJ. Thanks for being a Tolo, and that stands for Turn It On, Leave It On Tolo. Chris Navarre said Tyreek time. My brother, an attorney in Maryland, eagerly listening on the Odyssey app. So yesterday... the Miami Police Department, who had placed one of the officers on administrative leave, came out and said Tyreek Hill was uncooperative. And then the body cam footage came out. We've split it into two pieces of audio. Again, best to watch it for yourself. But here is part one with officers having a problem with Tyreek Hill not putting his window down when they wanted.
Why don't you have your seatbelt on? Why don't you have your seatbelt on? Like what? Why you have it on?
All right, stop it. Two things to start off with. Tyreek telling them, don't knock on my window like that. Hey, man, don't knock on my window like that.
Yeah.
You then hear an officer who is behind Tyreek's vehicle say, that's Tyreek Hill. All right? So someone noticed it was Tyreek. And that was Tyreek in the beginning saying, don't be knocking on my window like that.
Keep it down. Hey. Keep your window down.
What? Danny.
Hey. Keep your window down. Keep your window down. I'm going to get you out of the car. As a matter of fact, get out of the car.
Give me that.
Get out of the car.
Give me that. We'll break that freaking window.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car right now. We're not playing this game. Get out. 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 What part of violence do you understand? Hey, Drew, I'm getting arrested, Drew. I'm getting arrested.
All right, stop it. Okay, so Tyreek had the window down initially where I'm imagining he gave his license registration. The officers come back. The windows roll back up. He's on the phone with Drew Rosenhaus, his agent. All right. So they say, roll down the window, keep the window down about three times. He doesn't do it. They're like, we're going to smash the window, get out of the car. Then they grab Tyreek, yank him out of the vehicle, and he's talking to Rosenhaus on the phone. Drew, I'm getting arrested. I'm getting arrested, as they put Tyreek face down on the concrete.
I'm getting arrested, Drew. I'm getting out, bro. I got a twin.
When we tell you to do something, you do it.
I'm getting
you understand?
Out. I'm getting out,
you
bro.
Understand? Not what you want, but what we tell you.
I'm getting
you're
out.
A little f***ing confused.
I'm getting out, bro.
Too late. Chill, too bro. Late.
All right, bro, take me to jail, bro. Do what you got to do, bro.
We are. We will.
Good, bro.
It is good.
Hey,
don't worry about it. I hung up the phone.
Okay, so I imagine that's the officer that got placed on the administrative leave. That is the one for those defending Tyreek, saying overly aggressive, power trip, out of control. Your job is to de-escalate, and he's sitting there yelling, screaming, and talking smack to Tyreek.
Yeah, that's not how I don't think they are trained. My assumption is they're not trained to trash talk. And again, I don't know. There's power trips everywhere. That was definitely escalated beyond what it should have. I don't. This is one of those things where, like, it's not a you have to fall on one side or the other. That's what these things have become, though, because there is a case to be made that excessive force was used, and Tyreek escalated it to that point by refusing to just do what they said. So, like, you can it's one of those things where, like, you have to fall on one side, but, well, it's not really one side. Like, I don't think either one wants to be on that hill. This is not the incident. There's plenty of incidents to be on the hill. This is not the incident.
Well, I found myself falling on a side. And I was against Tyreek in watching this. Social media, Twitter was with him. My brother, like, all the screenshots from his attorney friends as we were debating for hours and hours on end last night, also on Tyreek's side. Unnecessary, over the top, and excessive. Look, man, I'm just going to... This will be a simple rule for me that I tell both my kids. This is the way I live. You all can live differently. When a police officer tells me to do something, you do it. When a police officer has to repeat it 3 to 5 times, you can get shot. End of lesson. That's the lesson in the Sharif House. That's what I'm going to tell my kids. When a police officer, position of authority, has more authority than you, tells you to do something, you do it. And when you don't, and you lollygag, and you go about it on your schedule, things can happen. And that's what I think happened to Tyreek Hill. He didn't want to roll the window down. He wanted to give them attitude. Was it excessive? Yes, probably. But I just go back to the bottom line of, listen to the cop. Listen to the police officer. So that's part one.
Yeah, so my first thought on this when we saw it yesterday was Tyreek did not represent it the way he did post-game. That he said, had my hands on the wheel, was polite, yes or no, sir.
Yes.
The other thing I was interested about, and I was just trying to Google it while we were sitting here doing the segment, I was trying to see, like, Florida law specifically about rolling down your window, what's required of you.
So that's a great topic. That is a comment that I saw over and over and over and over again, saying it is not illegal. Tyreek does not have to roll down his window in order to cooperate. And I was like, how else am I talking? Is it better for me to open my vehicle door? That would seem scarier. But a lot of people said you do not have to roll down your window.
So in Florida, there is a law that you have to roll down your window. But what I'm not clear on, what I'm trying to see here is,
because Tolo Chris told us last night, for Texas, you have to crack it.
Yeah, minimum.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the rule is.
So in Florida, what I was reading from these different law firms that had this as an answer about traffic stops in Florida was, they said that you have to, one of them said you have to roll it down enough to be able to just comfortably pass documents and be able to communicate through that crack. And then it said, there was another one I read that said, any lawful order. Essentially, that it says, basically, Florida law requires drivers to follow lawful orders, which includes rolling your window down and keeping it down if they tell you to. Now, so, I mean, I think there's a little bit of discrepancy there. In some states, Tyreek Hill, what he did, even if they consider it difficult or whatever else, it's completely legal to do what he did. And so the legality, of course, is one thing. Regardless of what it is, Tyreek was clearly being a little difficult and was kind of being an ass, but like that then was escalated by those officers there.
He was uncooperative and kind of like entitled.
I think they're both wrong.
And they were they did what they are not supposed to do, which is they were not the adult in the situation. They were they were egotistical, power tripping, like, oh, you're not gonna disobey my order. We're gonna drag you out of the car. Like, it's, you know, it's not a one side or the other. Like, yeah, Tyreek started it by being uncooperative. They should not have taken it to the spot where he's sitting there face down on the concrete.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with them getting him out of the car. Because I do subscribe, I do side on the side of the police officers. Tyreek's windows are totally tinted out. I know people roll their eyes at this, but it only takes one time for someone to have a weapon in their vehicle that the officers don't know, right? They're trained to assume that you have a gun in there and that their lives are on the line. Tyreek's windows, who said this? Antonio Brown said, those are the most tinted out windows I've ever seen in my entire life. They don't know what Tyreek is doing inside the vehicle. Yanking him out, I don't have a problem with. Did you have to shove him on the ground and put him face first? It doesn't look good. And then part two is Calais Campbell and Dolphin teammates pass the scene, see what's happening, stop their vehicle in front. Remember, this is traffic getting into a game. So a lot of people are like, why'd it take four motorcycles? Why'd it take four cops to surround? There is a lot of a police presence, right? When you're heading into a stadium or heading into a game, I'm assuming that's why it was. But these are the officers. Calais Campbell's trying to come up on the scene, and these are the officers dealing with him while they're telling Tyreek, sit down on the sidewalk in handcuffs.
Hey, don't park there. Don't park there.
Hey.
This is to the teammates.
Hey, listen.
Hey, listen. Hey, man, they got Tyreek. Hey. The cops over here beating on him, man. They over here beating on Tyreek, man.
Listen, big man. Don't park there, man. Just get in the car.
Hey, Drew, you got to come, man.
Just get in the car.
Right on the side,
Hey, get in the car. You're parked in the middle of the street.
I'm in the car.
You got to go before you get a ticket.
Hey, I'm in the car.
Who's the driver?
This is my car.
All right, move. You got to move right now. Let me have your license. You're going to have a ticket, too.
I'm coming.
Let me have your license. You're going to have a ticket. Let me have your license.
I'm leaving.
I'm not playing. Let me have your license.
I'm leaving.
Your license right now. Your license right now. You're not going to give me your license?
Hey, in the car, leave.
You're not going to give me your license?
I'm leaving.
Let me have your license. Your license right now. Hey, your license right now.
I'm leaving.
Or I'm going to lock you up. Your license right now.
He just told me to.
Your license right now. You're dealing with me now. Your license right now.
So I really felt for, this is a no-win situation. I felt for Calais Campbell here. You have instances of police brutality, right, that we have all seen with our very eyes, George Floyd and others, and Calais Campbell is probably assuming that Tyreek Hill is being victimized by the police. And at the same time, he's being told 6, 7, 8 times, don't park there, get in the car, and move on. You leave your teammate like that, like leave your friend like that. It's hard not to just be sitting there on the sidewalk and being frozen in that moment, knowing what to do with the cops saying, get out of here, versus Tyreek Hill being surrounded by 5 cops.
Well, yeah, that one cop was like, get out of here. And then the other one was like, no, now you're dealing with me. It's like, oh, well, are you the boss? Are you in charge? Like that dude is the one. I assume that's the one that's on leave because. Yeah. He did seem that he wanted to have the story be about him.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those where it's somebody on the fan text just said it a second ago. Tyreek and the cops are both examples of like, this is how you don't handle a traffic stop. Like both of them.
this is a training video.
Tyreek locked in. The other thing is that they clearly know who Tyreek Hill is. I think it's a pretty safe assumption at that point that he's not going to have a weapon in the vehicle. Like the fear of safety, like, you know what he's doing. He's going to the game. I don't think there's the same sort of questions that you would have pulling over somebody who you don't know who it is or where they're going. A lot of questions were answered right there. So in general, I think Tyreek Hill made it way more difficult than he needed to be. Wanted to clearly be in some little mood. And then the police officers escalated it. And it seemed like it escalated as soon as one of them said it was Tyreek Hill. And it was almost like somebody realized, oh, this is Tyreek. Okay, yeah. Well, they're not going to show me up.
Were the haters wrong about the 49ers? Is Jordan Love going on IR? This fantasy receiver is going to be missing for you. And we rewatched the Cowboys-Cleveland beatdown. That's all next with Sean and RJ.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.